This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 30th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. The Senate Agriculture Committee's hearing on the USDA reorganization plan included some sharp dialogue between the minority side of the committee and the newly sworn-in Deputy Secretary Judge Stephen Vaden. Committee Chairman John Bozeman reasoned the plan could provide a more efficient USDA.
I appreciate the Secretary's emphasis on improving effectiveness, accountability, enhancing services, reducing bureaucracy, and cutting waste. I support those goals. As we examine the proposal, we need to fully understand its implications for the people USDA serves, especially how reorganization will affect USDA's boots on the ground, presence in rural America, and delivery of essential services.
Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar was less than sympathetic to the USDA plan and the manner in which it was released.
The administration put out a half-baked plan with no notice and without consulting agricultural leaders. Let me be clear, I support efforts to make USDA work, but I don't think getting rid of 15,000 employees, which has already happened because of early buyouts, because of firing people, because of everything else that's happened, is good for agriculture.
Klobuchar said the track record of USDA downsizing is less than impressive in terms of services provided.
The previous relocation of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture was nothing short of a disaster. A 2023 report by the Government Accountability Office, those reports are used by both Democrats and Republicans to make their points, underscores the threat that these short-sighted actions have on USDA stakeholders.
Deputy Secretary Vaden was quick to point out previous USDA downsizing by other administrations.
From January 2021 to January 2025, the Biden administration, 2,200 employees left Washington, D.C. There was no congressional notice. There was no outcry. There was no committee hearing.
Secretary Vaden took issue with suggestions that USDA employees located outside the nation's capital region would not be as effective in their jobs.
90% of USDA's current staff reports to work outside the national capital region. We propose to add approximately 2.5% to that number, 2,600 people. With respect, it is insulting to suggest that the more than 90% of USDA employees who clock in every day outside of Washington, D.C., are somehow less important and less vital than the people who do the same in Washington, D.C.
Vaden also shared that the Agriculture Department's reorganization proposal was actually bringing the agency into compliance with the previously approved USE IT Act.
All buildings leased or owned by a government agency should be at least 60% occupied. Not a single one, not a one of USDA's buildings in the National Capital Region meet this congressionally mandated 60% occupancy rate. What does the USE IT Act say? If you fail to meet it, the agency should choose to consolidate and vacate to get into a footprint that does meet the 60% threshold. That is exactly what USDA is choosing to do.
Vaden told the committee the USDA would begin consultations with ag groups and leaders on more details of the USDA reorganization plan. Finally, in financial news, the Fed Reserve left its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year, brushing off repeated calls from President Donald Trump for a cut. Two of the governors, however, were in favor of cutting rates. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.